From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Ruela Odinga, in front of thousands of his supporters, symbolically took the oath of office for president in Kenya in defiance of last year's controversial election. Daniel Sheriff has more.
After swearing an oath of office on a Bible, Odinga called it a historic day for the people of Kenya. Meanwhile, the Interior Ministry wasted no time issuing a statement after the ceremony, declaring Odinga's coalition, the National Resistance Movement, an organized criminal group under Kenya's Prevention of Organized Crimes Act. Kenya's Attorney General said that Odinga declaring himself president would be considered an act of high treason, an offense punishable by death. Although authorities used tear gas on supporters in an area near the event, an expected heavy police presence did not materialize. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Nairobi.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said the release of a U.S. list of Russian businessmen close to the Kremlin was an unfriendly act, but that he would not retaliate now.
We will not pick a fight and escalate the situation. We want and will patiently build our relations as much as the other side, in this case the American side, is ready for it.
The U.S. Treasury Department named major Russian businessmen in a so-called oligarchs list, which was released earlier on Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump will deliver his first State of the Union speech Tuesday night before a joint session of Congress. He is expected to talk about national security issues, including North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity, and also the need for fair trade policies. VOA will provide complete coverage of the State of the Union beginning Wednesday at 1:45 Universal Time. This is VOA News. The U.S.